It turned out the evidence that would solve the case had been collected before the first bomb exploded that Monday. The FBI could travel back in time through the lenses of dozens of security cameras up and down Boylston.
Almost 13,000 different videos were obtained, and 120,000, actually more than 120,000 still photographs.
At the FBI lab in Virginia, 120 analysts were searching video feeds from Boston.
What are you looking for?
Somebody who just doesn't look similar to others in a crowd who would be watching a race.
Was there a eureka moment in terms of the video? What, at some point somebody said, hey boss, have a look at this.
Yes, there was. It was, I believe, Wednesday morning, and we watched that video hundreds and hundreds of times.
Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. Nora, great to be with you.
Great.
What surprised you most about what they had?
Well, the people we just heard from, Charlie, that's Rick DeLaurier, the special agent in charge of Boston, who was in charge of the overall investigation. And the woman was Stephanie Douglas, who was the number three at the FBI, at FBI headquarters, and she was running the investigation from up there. I think the thing that surprised me the most was the manpower, just the sheer manpower, at least 1,000 agents and analysts working on this case all at once, which is how they were able to solve this in just 101 hours.
It's incredible, the massive crime scene and then 120,000 still photographs. I'd never heard that before. What was the moment that they thought they had something, that they had the pictures of the Sarnaev brothers?
A photo analyst in Boston going through the video again and again and again noticed this video that has not been seen in public, in which the first bomb goes off. You don't see that, but everybody in the shot, in the video, looks suddenly to their left in shock and surprise, except one guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He doesn't look, doesn't turn around, isn't surprised, and he walks away. And earlier in that video, he had placed a backpack on the ground. 20 seconds after he walks out of the frame, the backpack explodes, killing an 8-year-old boy, taking the leg from his 7-year-old sister, and wounding many other people right there around that backpack. So that was the eureka moment. Mm-hmm. And frankly, we're told that it is so horrific that they literally watched it 400 times to make sure they understood what was going on. But it took a toll on everyone, including the director of the FBI, when they saw it.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by toll?
Charlie, after the bomb explodes and you see what is left there of the people who were standing around the backpack, it's a horrific scene, particularly because they're children. Stephanie Douglas describes in our 60 Minutes story that there is a man on fire. His clothes are on fire. And a police officer leaps on him with his bare hands and puts the fire out with his bare hands with no concern for his own safety. Mm-hmm. And it's apparently an incredibly moving video. It's not likely to be seen by anyone until the trial.